State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Parental advisory. What is it? Parental advisory? My stupid ass. Parental advisory is advice. This context and language is not suitable for children. Shit might be said that might hitch up under the skin, and it might be a low blow. But guess what? It's funny as fuck, though.
We got titties in the building.
Say what? Hey, say what? Say
we
what?
We got titties in the building.
All the way from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh,
titties in the building. With your stankin' ass.
You gon' be in New Year's in church.
With your stankin' ass.
You gon' go straight back to work.
With your stankin' ass.
Why your kids still playing up in dirt?
With your stankin' ass.
Hold up. Your alternator don't work.
With your stankin' ass.
Now you gotta try to crank it first.
With your stankin' ass.
Oh, see, you gonna be late for work.
With your stankin' ass.
And you ain't gon' have no fucking job.
With your stankin' ass.
We done been overseas with the shit. Tilly toe. Fucking these hoes on the low. Niggas talking about them niggas funny hang with that shit. But
international.
Tell what? I'll fuck your bitch and I'll pay that rent. And anytime she call me, she gon' get up on these dicks.
Now, hey. Ain't no telling where you might see me. I'm posted in the A, but hey. I might jump on the plane and parlez-vous a little Francais. Cause my name close. I got the jokes. I'm everywhere. You see me with it.
Hey.
I'm up in Africa. I'm telling jokes in different cities. Nigga went to Germany and felt some different titties.
Hey.
Nigga went to Germany and felt some different titties.
Hey, nigga went to Germany and felt some different titties.
I said they small and they round, but
felt some different titties.
Hey. I like smoking weed. I like getting high.
Hey.
I make bitches mad like DC Young Fly.
Hey.
Bitches walking out, bitches pulling up.
Hey.
I'm apologizing, but say I don't give a fuck. Crazy man. Crazy man.
Two, if you give him some of that pussy, he'll give some of his dick to you. Give him some of that pussy, girl.
I don't like asking.
Give him some of that pussy, baby.
I don't like asking.
If the pussy is real good, then please don't give me some. But if the pussy is great, then Carlos really wants some of that pussy, girl.
I don't like asking. Yeah.
I say my nigga Tim, T-I-M, you ain't never seen a headline quite like him. I say, my nigga Tim, go to the barbershop, and then a nigga say, stop, bro, what are you doing here? You don't need to be here. You ain't need to shape up in like 10 years. Won't you cut that shit off? But Tim was like, no, 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 no.
No. It's for my nigga Tim.
I can't let it go. No.
It's for my nigga Tim.
I can't let it go.
It's for my nigga Tim.
His hairline all the way back there.
He got that hat on, nigga. Hey, DC. Hey. How you playing music and recording too? That's the reason why the beat ain't dropping like we needed to. Come on, my nigga, we up here flowing for the city. Hey. We can't fuck it up. You know these niggas in here gritty. They gon' try to fight.
I ain't gonna lie, this shit small as fuck, bro. Nigga, I got lost in the back. Nigga, I was like, nigga, who house I'm in? This shit crazy.
I like this, boy. Everybody right here on stage. How y'all living over there? Giggling, in love. She holding his dick, watching the show. They love each other. The rest of y'all in here playing. Look at you, Trap Queen. Got your fur coat on. Killing these bitches in the city. You got a whole goddamn fur vest on. You and your nigga got vests on together. Oh, shit. Y'all are invested in y'all relationship. Hell no. Y'all already married. Oh, shit. I was going to come be the vest man. Shut your ass up.
What did you do? You like, yes. Finna get some frostbit pussy. I know this shit. This pussy been out here sitting like it's been in a deep freezer. I know this motherfucker is sanitized than a bitch.
Gang, 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 gang.
Hey,
gang,
DC, gang. DC.
If she laughed too hard, the nigga behind her, you know what he gonna do?
What he gonna do? Yank, yank,
yank, yank, yank, yank, yank,
yank, yank, yank, yank,
yank, yank, yank.
Hey.
Oh, she's gonna turn it to a Uzi Vert.
It's for my nigga Tim. Yeah. It's for my nigga Tim.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all retarded.
Hey, bro.
I'm about to stop being friends with y'all, bro.
If we was in school, the teacher would have just left.
Yep.
Yeah. He was like, fuck that. You ain't going to never get control of this class, bitch. We all going to get kicked out.
Not
fuck
with
it.
These niggas in here.
Never.
You know what I mean? 85 South Show. Smack your mama.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the DC Improv. Like the man on the video said, from this point forward, you cannot use your cell phone for any reason in the showroom. If you must use your cell phone for any reason at all, you must exit the showroom and either do so outside or in the lobby area. Now, for one final last time, please put your cell phones away. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you're ready to get this show started, let me hear y'all make some noise!
Washington, D.C., this is the 85 South Show. So that means get ready to laugh your ass off tonight. We got one of your very own in the house tonight. You might have seen this man on Wildin' Out. DC, give it up for your very own Mr. Chico Fiends!
Talk about bustin' loose, y'all. Bustin' loose in the meantime. Bustin' loose make you feel fine.
Yeah!
Busting loose, y'all.
Cut it off. God damn, I'm mad Chuck Brown passed before I was old enough to go see that nigga, man. I wanted to go see that nigga so bad, because y'all ain't nobody ever fought at a Chuck show. Niggas just hold their drinks and dance. Nigga, don't drop no Hennessy or nothing with Chuck. That nigga had that same go-to for 40 years, man. That was a player. I missed that nigga, man. Him, Murray, and Burry, I miss everybody that was from the real D.C. Who from D.C. in here? Who not from D.C.? Well, I appreciate you motherfucking immigrants. Thank you. You motherfuckers just come in after they done gentrified the shit out of our city. You just walk around this safe-ass D.C. I hate y'all niggas. You motherfuckers don't even understand what this city really is, nigga. You used to just the white people walking the dogs around all safe. Hello, how are you? Welcome to serve some quarters. It's very, like, bitch, what the fuck? How the fuck is it white people on the border now? It's just what's headed for the border. But I'm glad y'all came out, man. Make some noise for yourselves for coming out and rock with the 85 South Show, man. First of all, I gotta apologize because we are a little late. Oh, shut the fuck up, niggas. Shut the fuck up. Stop acting like y'all really in it. Niggas always mad at you when you late for some shit they paid for. But I bet tomorrow if you wake up after drinking all this liquor and go on your job, you're going to be like, well, motherfucker, hey, I worked hard, nigga. What, you going to write me up for being 30 minutes late? Much as I do around this motherfucker, how dare you? But when it's us, yeah, y'all niggas is late. Y'all niggas is, hey, we almost was about to tweet about you motherfuckers. Fuck y'all, man. Niggas ain't shit. Okay, stand y'all, man. Y'all really was mad we was late. Let me tell you how we was, why we was late. First of all, we was in Grand Rapids, Michigan last night. Yeah. Anybody ever been there before? Yeah, good. Don't even worry about it. You ain't missing too much, nigga. It's cold than a motherfucker in Grand Rapids. If you think it's cold in D.C., nigga, you have been tricked. It's a different type of cold in Grand Rapids. It's so cold in Grand Rapids, they got prostitutes sucking dick just so they can sit in the car. True story. Swear to God. You pull up on one of them, ask him how much she charged. She be like, nothing. If you just turn the heat on, let me sit here till the next nigga come. I do whatever you want me to do. You like, yes. Finna get some frostbite pussy. I know this shit. This pussy been out here sitting like it's been in a deep freezer. I know this motherfucker is sanitized than a bitch. This is going to be, but we was in Grand Rapids and all of the flights got delayed and, you know, we was in the airport for 5 hours praying that we was going to get here because I know that D.C. is not the city to stand up, nigga. If we wouldn't have showed up tonight, I'd have had to wreck each and every last one of y'all every time I had to come home and see my mama, nigga. Yeah, remember that shit you did when you made me miss that $25 and I paid them for them two drinks and them wings, nigga? Put your hands up. I'm like, bruh. We are at Chick-fil-A right now. You want to fight me before I get my sandwich? Let me get my sandwich first. But we got a dope show on deck for y'all tonight, man. Thank y'all for coming out and rocking with us, man. This is beautiful for me being from D.C. and seeing y'all come and support us like this, man. Make some noise for yourselves for coming out and supporting us. How you doing at this day? What's up, my nigga? You just, yeah, I'm just going to salute you, too. You got the goon face, nigga. Where you from, big man? Maryland, what part? Temple Hills. Yeah, that's basically D.C. Yeah, that's Southeast, you know what I mean? Y'all wanted the parts of Maryland that always counted and shit. Motherfucker, that DMV shit got niggas confused. Me being one of them. Motherfucker be like, yeah, where you from? I'm from D.C. Oh, yeah, DMV. No, nigga, D.C. DMV is where you get your license at. I am not from there. I don't care what nobody say. You got to separate it. I'm from nothing wrong with being from Maryland or Virginia. Don't get me wrong. That's cool. But we got to distinctively let people know where we from when they say that DMV shit. Because there's some parts of Maryland that just get the, you from Gaithersburg, nigga? Really? DMV in Gaithersburg, motherfucker? The metro don't even run out there, nigga. You got to fucking, you got to catch the red line to the last stop, then catch a bus, then a cab to get to Gaithersburg. That's what niggas go from D.C. when they on the run from the feds. Yeah, I'm out Gaithersburg, Slim. I'm out Gaithersburg, Slim. Don't call me, man. Yeah, them people's on my head. Jump out, hit the block yesterday, man. I had to go ahead and come all the way out motherfucking Gaithersburg, nigga. Ain't nothing out here but white people and motherfucking grass, nigga. I ain't never seen so much grass in my life, Slim. But Temple Hills definitely is one of the places that's always been. Because you know how we count... You know how when D.C. people count what Maryland motherfuckers that we always counted? It was the niggas that came to the go-go. Like, Temple Hills niggas always came to the go-go. Forest Village and, you know what I mean, Oxon Hill. All them niggas was... Carver Park. Yeah, them niggas was in... Yeah, C. Pleasant was definitely, yeah. C. Pleasant is definitely, yeah. Y'all niggas used to be in the go-go, too. We used to count y'all. Wasn't too many Virginia niggas in there, though. I'm going to go ahead and say that out loud. Niggas from Alexandria what never getting their name called by Big G. You ain't never heard G say, Alexandria, come on. Yeah. Pentagon City, what's up? Yeah. You be like, nigga, this nigga must have just left the mall. Screaming that out. But like I said, man, I got a great show. We got a great show on deck for you guys, man. It's my pleasure to bring my brothers up here to my city, man. We about to have a good time. First brother I want to bring to the stage, you know what I mean? Y'all have seen him everywhere. If you got a cell phone, you done seen him. If you seen Almost Christmas, you done seen him. If you watch TRL every day, you done seen him. If you watch Wildin' Out, you done seen him. Basically, you done seen this nigga. But you about to see him right here live tonight. So, DC, I need y'all to start making some noise for the nigga that everybody thought was from this city because of his name. But the nigga from the west side of Atlanta. But he love y'all the same, man. So I need y'all to put y'all hands together right now. Make some noise for my nigga, DC Young Fly.
Simple, I play with a mantle. Mama says she saw me, I'm Jimmy Kimmel. Canada, cause I'm a man, I'm walking with the rats, I'm looking crippled. Fuck on that bitch and I tip him. A nigga for me to take pictures. Love him in life, but I clip him.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I ain't gonna lie, this shit small as fuck, bro. I nigga, I got lost in the back. Nigga, I was like, nigga, who house I'm in? This shit crazy. Ah, this bitch little hell. Nigga, you can touch me. Ugly ass. Ah! No, I ain't even gonna lie to
you. A lot of people can't hang like this, man, but you know, you got that glow, like Bruce Leroy had.
It's because we eat breakfast in the morning.
That too.
Yep.
And that make your glow strong.
It's the nutrients, the carbohydrates and proteins and shit. Y'all don't have them.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So.
Not getting another day. Bread.
These two young ladies over here. They, you know, I don't know if they want to be on camera, but let me just say this right now. With all the stuff that's going on, they are back here because they want to be back here, okay? We are not holding nobody hostage. All right, in 30 years, if you see them, they just remember this. That's why I want you to get them on camera. I ain't want nothing to come back. It'd be like 30 years ago in the dressing room or the improv, something crazy.
Shit, I'm watching my drink.
Exactly.
I hope they don't put shit in mine.
Exactly. So, you know, it's all in love around these parts. 85 South Show is love.
We in this bitch quiet as hell.
It's not soundproof, okay? It's not soundproof.
We get recording the whole thing. We gonna record the whole shit. Nothing happened.
85 South Show. It's the coldest podcast. Out of all the podcasts that are cold, it's the coldest one.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Make shit going.
Coldest podcast, see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the action, see?
You gotta 1925, cut we'd still be those guys, yeah.
Yeah, we'd be selling bootleg whiskey here. That's what we'd do.
Yeah.
I shall show these motherfuckers.
Yeah, see? Even if it was slavery back then, it'd still be them niggas doing slavery. We'd have had the motherfucking cotton field popping after the master and them niggas went to sleep.
I'm just saying, fucking
but she looking like these niggas should be ashamed of themselves.
Oh, I gotta bring my partner up, though. I love this shit, DC. Y'all turned to this bitch. Y'all having a good time? Y'all having a good time? I'm hiding a buffer. Now, I'm finna bring my partner up and go back to the living room since we got them. Since we in somebody's house, goddamn. If you need me, I'm gonna be in the kitchen, all right? Hey! This next motherfucker, man, I'm telling you, man, look, if you enjoy Chico, if you enjoy me, you definitely finna enjoy this motherfucker. I love seeing this nigga on stage. Every time he on stage, I bring my pen and my pad out, because he is a definition of a true OG. Yes, he is part of the 85 South Show. You done seen the nigga on BET. You done seen the nigga on MTV Wildin' Out. DC, make some noise right now. Start clapping right now for my nigga, Carlos Miller!
I want to buy 100 summers, nigga! Fuck that, 100
women too! Hey, what's happening?
Ain't no nigga starving for getting this cash.
Turn the fuck up.
I see in the streets.
Hey, I don't fuck with these niggas cause they shady. These bitches, they just wanna have my baby. Born in the 80s,
it's holiday season,
baby.
Bitch.
Mama, she was in the streets, so guess who raised me? You motherfucking right. Couldn't get it from my mama, so I got it.
Turn it off. That's a gospel song. All the black niggas, all the niggas in here know the shit. What? That motherfucker, look, Young Dolph a gangster. He said that she liked to argue, so I sent the bitch to law school. Nigga. First black man to ever win an argument with a black woman, I tell you that. Send her to law school? Damn, this shit small. Feel like I'm telling jokes in the attic. God damn. Nigga, the chicken steam is hitting a nigga up here. Y'all clap like I rode up here with y'all. Who else was y'all expecting? Yes, this is us. These ain't even real bricks. Y'all quit acting like that. We in the hood still. Shit. Surprise the hell out them white folks who own that club. This club right here. All y'all pulled up. They're like, shit, who are these guys? It's us. We in this bitch like a fetus tonight. I like this, boy. Everybody right here on stage. How y'all living over there? Giggling, in love. She holding his dick, watching the show. They love each other. The rest of y'all in here playing. Look at you, trap queen. Got your fur coat on. Killing these bitches in the city. You got a whole goddamn fur vest on. You and your nigga got vests on together. Oh, shit. Y'all are invested in y'all relationship. Hell no. Y'all already married. Oh, shit, I was going to come be the vest man. Shut your ass up. These are jokes. I'm vest playing. You get it? Those are puns, white humor. What's up, bro? How you living? Yeah, yeah. That's a real African right there. He ain't even gotta tell me. He ain't even gotta tell. You see how his hair look like reefer? Yeah. That nigga from the motherland. Where the ladies at? Single ladies. Hey, all six of y'all. Uninteresting ass. Somebody wants you. You ain't got nobody. How the fuck you gonna find somebody? That ain't how you do it. Mm-mm, them not the good women. Where the ladies at who got a man, but you still giving your number out? That's the pussy you want. Hell, bro, this pussy done changed. Bro, pussy done changed, tell the truth. bro, this pussy so good now, you will go over her family house and act like you like these motherfuckers. That's crazy. Pussy has come so far. She ever put the pussy on, you just walking around her place just looking at all the shit you about to change. Yeah, I'm about to get this internet hooked back up in this bitch. Good as she suck dick, she need to be wireless. And throw that little bit ass TV away. Walmart got the 50 inch for $232. I don't know if the shit made it to DC yet, but they got some new head out that is crazy. Brother, the shit's so good. I was getting something about two Tuesdays ago. Bro, this shit's so good. She done sucked my sock off. My shoe was still on. I don't know how she did this shit. I was... That's some fire ass head. You ever had the head so good you start fixing the hair for her? You done made a whole ponytail. Let me stop. Those jokes suck. Get it? You gotta keep up. I'm not your average. Hey, pregnant girl. I laugh. Fuck you, Owen, for her. She is pregnant. Oh. They childish. I'm childish too. Every time I see a pregnant woman, I laugh in my mind. Be like, oh, she like raw dick and she got nothing in. Ah! Little pregnant ass. Roll that dick like a soldier. I'm stupid. Shut up. Oh, man. Cold in the motherfucker up here. I'm from the South. It don't get that cold where I stay. It's cold as fuck up here. I saw a homeless lady out here today. I felt so bad for her. But I guess she was used to this shit. She was playing in the snow and shit. She was fine. She had a fat little ass on it, too. I'm like, this must be her first day out here, because ain't no way. This bitch just wandering the streets. Fine ass. I might move to D.C. I like this shit. All these black people. Hell yeah, I love black people. Most of them. Most of them. I fuck with them niggas too tough. Them niggas is something else, bruh. The one thing I don't like about niggas, if they would roast your ass or like talk bad about you for trying to do good. You ever seen that shit? You just on your way to work, three of them. Look at this nigga here going to work. Oh, good dad ass nigga. Oh, raise a family in the community ass nigga, man. Fuck this shirt tucked all in, bank account checking and savings ass nigga. Good credit having ass boy. I don't know. We about to all tear this little bitch up, boy. Y'all ain't ready for this shit. Y'all enjoyed my partner, DC Chico? Oh, nigga, that's what we do over here on the 85 South Show. We just talk shit and try to make the world a better place, one stroke at a time. Any lesbians here tonight? You said no? Huh? Who? Your girlfriend? You play too goddamn much. You obviously the boy. This bitch gay. You gay. You don't want to pretend that you fucking this bitch for real. Y'all together? You sure you like dick? I don't believe you. I just can't see you coming to the room ready for some dick. Hey, bro, pull the dick out. No. I just can't see it. Huh? You the giver? But you said, also, you ain't gay because you giving dick. Y'all bitches crazy. You ain't gay because you wearing the strap. Shut the fuck up. You ate the pussy, you gay. Quit playing. Y'all out here tampering with the pussy. I ain't fucking, just playing with it. I ain't even wearing rubbers. I hear raw dicking these hoes with the plastic. God damn. Now when I eat the pussy, it tastes like Tupperware. That's crazy. How long you been getting the dick out, man? Forever? So you ain't never took the dick? So you don't even know if you don't like it or not? You sure? All right. I'll let you try some dick if you ain't never had none. If it make you feel any better, I ain't gonna enjoy it either. Pull your shirt down, bruh. Oh, shit. Nah, we just playing. Do your thing, girl. But you do need to try the dick just to make sure you don't like it. What if you like it more than you ever thought? You try the dick one time, you're like, oh, the dick kind of... kind of like that dick a little bit. I don't want this to be the first one you had. This shit will ruin your life. Yeah, you'll be dressing like a girl and shit. Next show, you in a dress.
I don't know what it is about Carlos DZ. He bring the bitch out of bitch. I'm thinking about growing the size back, bitch. I don't know. The dick is on my mind.
Oh, shit. What's your name? Moo Moo? Hell no, that's because you got them titties. Let me stop playing, Moo Moo. You kidding me? Let me go over here where the pregnant girl's at. They like dick over here. They shouldn't have let me in here. They already got us telling jokes on the tabletops. My nigga, you got a whole animal hat on. Your ears gonna stink when you take that off. Stank your ear ass. Oh, shit. Hey, man, where y'all at? Y'all might as well come back out here and talk to these folks, too, because this Chico in D.C., come back, man. This is too good. Y'all got to see this shit. This shit too. What's up, bro? How you living? Good, good. Shout out to all the old drug dealers in here who got out the game. I see y'all niggas in here. I know a nigga who got a bullet in him when I see it. Yellow ass eyes. How y'all doing? The old dope boys. What's up, D.C.?
What's up? Boy, I know that ain't a... Boy, hold up. Bring that nigga to the light. Oh!
Oh, shit.
What did you do? I bet them barbers be like, hey, that nigga go, that nigga.
That nigga got a hairline like a painter.
That nigga be walking in the barber shop be like, you know what, I'm straight. I ain't gonna get no cut.
You know who we got? You know who we got the hairline time. Like?
Who?
The lead singer from Earth, Wind & Fire. Remember that nigga?
Do you remember...
My hairline went gold since September.
She ain't laughing because that her uncle ugly.
Hey, y'all talked about that nigga. He disappeared in the floor. He ain't walk back.
Hey. That nigga ride through this bit with a hoverboard. Y'all motherfuckers stupid. We ain't got no back support.
Hell nope. No.
Sitting here
bit
on
like
stools.
A church drummer. When we fell in love. Damn, I put two songs in one.
Yeah, hey, it worked.
You it did work. It, they were about to start saying they stupid ass.
Man, I'm drinking this goddamn Red Bull.
You drinking it like it's a Coke 45.
Red Bull had you goddamn sleeping and ready to stay up at the same time.
I tried to take a Red Bull and fuck, man. My dick went to sleep. I was up, though. I was like, man, this shit crazy. This shit don't work in all spots. They need to put Red Bull on work for your shoulders on up.
Just from the shoulders, nigga?
Just from the shoulders. I'm up, nigga. My body sleeps like a motherfucker.
Neck strong,
nigga.
In
my
motherfucker.
Body don't win out. It's just me and the shoulders, nigga. We just up.
You had to eat some pussy, nigga.
Hey. I did.
You had to eat some pussy.
I did.
You had the best pussy you ever ate.
I was like,
neck strong in the motherfucker. Don't move, bitch. I'm here.
See, who kept reaching for the dick. I was like, stop. It's sleep. Let me text him first.
You ever be eating pussy and thinking to yourself, bro, this is some shit right here. My other bitch gonna love this trick.
Oh! Have you ever been eating pussy?
Yeah.
Your girl pussy.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't give her that special trick you want to give her because you know she gonna stay. Your shit don't win out. Hello? We in the bottom of a church. Hello?
You know who did it.
Hey, put no, her ass I in the,
I the lesbian bitch done unplugged my cord.
Oh, yeah. Man. Okay. I see what's going on.
Oh, y'all wouldn't. Y'all missed this shit. She said,
She, I asked, was any lesbians in here? This bitch said, no.
Oh.
And I was, so what is you? So you talking about your level?
But look, then she going to say, this bitch gay. That's her girlfriend. She said she ain't gay because she be doing the strapping.
Oh, so you ain't, she said, no.
That ain't part of it. You know what? Y'all want to be a man so bad, I wish y'all can buy real dicks and come with real dick problems.
Real dick problems.
Yeah, like sometimes it don't work when it wanted to work.
Yeah, real dick problems. Yeah, you don't know nothing about busting a nut and it ain't got no distance on it, nigga. That shit just run down your dick and hit your balls. You don't know nothing about that. You don't have to go through that. You don't have to go through that. You don't have to go through not having a motherfucking impressive nut. You like, oh, I'm finna come. And that shit just be like, no, you're not. No, you're not, nigga. That shit just come out your dick and drip down and hit your balls. She like, where it go? Bitch, it's mine. I'm pregnant now. God damn it. The fuck happened to me?
You done impregnated yourself.
They got pregnant.
Oh, no.
I done had that shit drip down my gooch. I was getting some head one time. I like, that shit gay. That shit gay.
You don't know what it's like to have to wipe your own nut up like you goddamn and pissed outside and you a woman. You in the goddamn bathroom as a nigga like this. Ah, I got to come from the back to the
you
front.
You
shit that went down there.
The shit that went down there, man.
Stop shit that went down there. Big dick got to come with a big cave. Wrong
direction, baby. You say what? Wrong direction.
That's got another gay.
That's another one. Wrong direction.
Your pussy what? Dry.
Oh, shit.
I'm tired. I'm tired. I can't let it sit there. You ain't been talking my nigga like that.
He did.
So chill, Scott, looking ass.
Yeah, you did wipe back the front, though.
Nigga, I'm trying to get none off my balls.
He got to make sure the shit. No, I know what you did. You got to make sure the shit don't hit your ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
He said wrong direction, baby. I didn't squirt, bitch. I nutted on my balls. What the fuck is you talking about?
Well, the crazy part is in her mind, she convinced you just a nasty nigga now. You can't convince her no other.
Let's have an eat-off. Me and your girl. On you.
Bro, you can't eat more pussy than that one.
I bet I can. Bro, I bet her jaws get hurt. She got tighten up, don't
she? Got the dreads, and that bitch do 20 push-ups before she go to bed every night. I can tell. She got them strong-ass shoulders.
You ain't gay if you still wear sports, bro.
Shut your ass up.
Shit. Bitch, be walking around like that's a tank top. Bitch, that's a bra. Bitch. Bitch, be walking. Bitch, be acting like her arm hurt. Bitch, your arm don't hurt. You just got that shit up there like.
Bro, you mean as hell, bro.
I tell the truth.
Where you from, baby? You from D.C.? What part?
The gay part.
Northeast? Just stop. That's DuPont Circle, though, the gay part.
That shit sound like the nigga get your DuPont in a circle.
Yeah, DuPont Circle. But you from Northeast? Where in Northeast? Oh, you from Benton Road? Oh, shit. They done gentrified Benton Road, too. Remember Heck and Jamal, nigga? Oh, man. Heckinger was the shit. It was right across from Paradise. You'll get robbed trying to get them supplies for your house, nigga.
That's a hood. That's a hood.
Oh, Paradise, a hood, yeah. Whole Benton Road a hood. That whole street from the beginning of H, when H Street End and Benton Road start, niggas. Let me tell y'all something. This is how you know you great.
Tell it, Chico.
You great going to a fucked up neighborhood in the city. When you see that carry out that's missing the light on the motherfucker. It's supposed to say Yums, but the Y and the U ain't lit up. It's just say YMS, nigga. That mean you great. They don't give a fuck about you in that neighborhood, nigga. You about to get ugly.
I got the DC on my forehead here. Motherfuckers swell from up here. I'm like, nigga, you ain't never seen me at church, the skating rink. None of that. Y'all ain't never seen me at the store.
But I mean, you should shit say
you
DC.
Shouldn't claim a nigga you ain't never seen before.
You shouldn't.
That's like the Migos. I'm like, nigga, I ain't never seen these niggas here in Atlanta.
You ain't never seen the Migos?
Hey, dude,
until they got
dude,
until
with
they
the hairline back.
He back.
Dude is back.
He probably singing his order. You got three chicken tenders.
Three chicken
tenders. Oh, buddy gave him a hat.
Buddy that gave him a hat.
That nigga trying to cover that forehead.
That nigga forehead.
Yeah.
What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. That nigga look like W.E.B. Du Bois.
Yeah, he got that hairline.
That nigga still watch wrestling with his old ass.
We gonna get that nigga a lace front.
Hey.
Look like he took one off. Fuck you mean.
Shit.
The peel back.
They got the peel back.
The peel back. I guarantee you one thing. I bet that part of his forehead smooth than a motherfucker. He got all types of African beeswax juicy put on his forehead. Shit, this shit gonna shine like a motherfucker. Gonna
bro, y'all leave that nigga alone, bro.
That nigga got that 70s head.
Nah,
because
I was talking to the manager. I was like, what happened to dude? She was like, an engine blew up in his face.
Oh, no. Oh, man. Well, God bless you for still being here, brother. That's something to go through right there.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Hey, man.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
J-O-N, play,
oh, that was a good
play
one.
Me some shit, bro.
Niggas, what kind of engine, though? Hold up. I want to get deep. What kind of engine?
It was a lawnmower.
It was a lawnmower engine.
He was bad. Ah, shit!
He done ran over a rock. Look at that.
Oh, man.
That is hilarious.
Hey, y'all stop. Leave that nigga, though. You know that nigga knows spells. He gonna cast a spell.
You know what
on
he look like?
What he look like?
You remember when RoboCop took the face mask?
Oh, nigga. That nigga hate us, man.
So what?
Hey, ain't none of them finna get no food. He like, no, you take it, shit.
I'm not going back up there no more.
Ain't going back there. Get my keys.
They gonna tip the shit out of him. Buddy with the vest on. Hey, my man, come here. Let me holler at you. Where you get your shit cut up at? Stop going over there. Them niggas don't fuck with you, man.
That nigga said a lawnmower blew up in that nigga face, man.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man.
Hey, you know, if we would have been in school, I would have been reminding him that a lawnmower blew up in his face.
Nigga.
Every time that nigga see me, so how was it when that lawnmower blew up?
You shouldn't have been fucking with that spark plug.
Oh, my God.
Did it have a dirt bike screen on the other?
Shout out to the white people here. Don't know what the fuck they watching right now.
Because they got riding lawnmowers, yeah. So they already
we
know.
We bonding as a community.
Yes, we is.
We going to roast that nigga till he have a bald head like the rest of us.
Exactly.
It's what you call hood comedy, white people.
Yes.
Thank you.
Now, white people, they good now. They in the city now. You know, they walk their dogs through neighborhoods motherfuckers used to die in. They ain't scared of nothing. We're going. Fuck it. I don't care how many of them are in there.
Who's
going
to be there?
I'm from Berry
Chico
Farms,
Beans.
Goddammit. Wait, I'm from what? The farms, all
right? White woman right there. I see her. She done lit up like a lightning bug. Yeah, there she go. Where you from, white woman?
Rockville. Yeah, Rockville. That's not what it sound like.
She
I know
sound
it's
racist as hell.
Yeah, it's
don't be caught over in Rockville.
Rockville, Maryland. That's like 19 stops on the red line right there. You, Rockville, that's where you wake up when you fall asleep on the train after that long day of work, nigga. You wake up, welcome to Rockville. We're like, shit, I got to go on the other
that
side.
That sound like where you
back.
Stop at when you got a pee-pee. You don't even know. You just walking. Hey, man, where we at? Rockville, Maryland. Where you headed? Trying to get to D.C. Well, trying to get there from here?
I used to work at the Whole Foods in Rockville, Maryland.
For real?
Yeah, nigga. I used to work at Whole Foods Market in
Rockville.
Like a
veggie. It's like a veggie spot.
No, it's like the it's where white people go to prove that they better than us. You know what I'm saying? Like we had the Safeway. That's what we used to shop at. Safeway.
What about Saver?
But it wasn't even Safeway.
We had Family Dollar.
We had that too. Nah, we had Family Dollar. We had shit like People's Drugstore and Murray's Steakhouse, nigga. Murray's, nigga. Ooh.
Murray's? That shit sound like you get
Murray's.
Everything.
Look at she like, Murray, you remember them Steakums from Murray's, nigga? Oh, nigga. Oh, ain't nothing like a Steakum, nigga. Man.
Shit.
Man,
I'm glad y'all bonding. I'm glad y'all bonded.
That nigga in the back stood up. Yes,
yes nigga, yeah.
That nigga missed the hell out of them goddamn
steaks. Them goddamn Murray Steakhouse Steakums was legendary.
What happened to it?
Hey, man, they closed down.
Why?
Because it just
niggas,
liked it too much.
Niggas liked it too much.
Anytime we start having too much fun, they'll shut the shit down.
Yeah, come shut that shit right on down.
Woo, boy. Them Steakums, boy. Man.
Had a black president, brought a racist motherfucker right on in.
Man, we been had a black president in D.C., Marion Barry. That was our president, nigga.
Oh, shit.
Marion Barry.
He wasn't in my books. So
that's crazy. Y'all still love that nigga.
Well, we gonna love
he
that nigga.
Sold the whole goddamn DC for $700 worth of rocks.
No, he didn't. Anthony Williams sold
it. He had to get it back. No. I get it back. I know the nigga.
That's the cocaine nigga, ain't it?
Listen, Anthony Williams.
You done sold the goddamn DC. I ain't sold nothing. Listen. Stop yelling.
Listen. Listen.
I
Carlos.
Let the nigga borrow it till Thursday.
Listen, Carlos. First of all, don't disrespect our president like that. All right?
That nigga.
That nigga with on coke.
Hold up.
They got this nigga on tape talking about how he going to smoke some more rocks. Yeah, we'll be back in here Thursday.
Wait a minute, Carlos. First of all, Carlos.
Shut up, Moo Moo.
First of all, Carlos.
I fight your ass, Moo Moo.
Her name, Moo Moo.
First of all, right Carlos.
There's going to be a fight that's going to get her down and grab her titties.
Anthony Williams and Sharon Pratt Kelly fucked the city up, all right? All right.
We ain't at no press conference, nigga. God damn.
No, fuck that. Fuck y'all. Y'all see y'all niggas
man
don't
was
know.
On crack cocaine. No, that no, is what it
man,
is.
Let's say he was on shit. Crack cocaine.
Shit,
let's
my brother on crack. Shit,
yeah,
that is
you
what
know
it
what,
is.
DC? You know
I
what,
sold
DC?
The nigga crack. It is what it is.
Your brother on crack, but that nigga wasn't never mayor. I guarantee you that. That nigga, Marion Barry, ran the city, nigga.
You ain't have to call his brother
y'all
crackhead,
mayor,
though.
Y'all mayor just ain't had no drug test. That's all they were.
No, nigga. When Marion Barry was president of the city, nigga, you can get an 8-ball and a flash pass out the same building, nigga. That nigga was, that nigga
hey, but
had
Chico,
the city
we,
lit.
We up here talking shit and bullshit, but if you think about it, that is a magnificent feat for you to be on drugs and running the city responsibly.
Responsibly.
I ain't gonna lie, he did do his thing.
He
it
did
just
thing.
The, when they told him, it make it seem like he wasn't doing that.
The bitch set him up. He set it on the tape.
Let's get the woman out. She's out.
She's gone.
She's out.
Her down
I got a chick like this.
Damn. Set up. I understand that.
That's a real nigga right there. That nigga said this bitch set me up.
That was the first shit he said. What happened? The bitch set me up.
The bitch set me up, nigga. This bitch set me up.
I did see that.
We was walking around with shirts on with that nigga face on and it said the bitch set him up. That's what the city looked like,
bruh,
nigga.
That's some real ass shit right there.
Ain't no wrong with cocaine. Shit, you got to be on something trying to run this motherfucker.
You know what? You absolutely right.
You got to be on something.
You
shit,
absolutely
I can't deal with my
right.
family. I be having to smoke a blunt every 20 minutes.
Shit. Smoke it then. We ain't gonna stop you.
I'm telling.
She got quiet. I thought somebody was gonna light one off them fake ass candles on the table.
I'm telling him that's saved by the bell background in the
bro,
back.
Bro, these people
damn.
Showing us so much love. I'm just posting like I'm really in the hood, bro. Like
we on
I
the wanna
sit down, but nigga, I'm
what a candle at that. What a candle at that.
She right there. Look at that fur vest.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Still got shit for 25 cents. Hey, what's man. Your name, Auntie? What's your name? I mean, shit. Is it auntie, aunt? Shit, you an aunt, nigga? How you talking about? What's your name, auntie? Sweetie? Uh-huh. You too old to be named Tweety, look at, baby. God damn.
Look, no, bruh, no.
She really from the hood.
That nigga right.
Tweety on her birth certificate.
That nigga right there, he like, yeah, all right, now, y'all done picked the wrong couple in this motherfucking nigga.
Yep. That's an old school nigga.
Yeah, old school. He got that Chuck Brown gold tooth in his mouth. That's an old DC nigga.
You can't
right
be
there.
Scared of a nigga who ain't driving.
Uh-huh.
Nigga be like, hold up, I'm gonna get that pistol out of the baby. I'll lock the door. You gotta wait for her motherfucking face. Ain't nobody scared of you, nigga.
Leave him alone. He got a knife in his boot.
Oh, man.
DC, you stupid as hell,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God.
Your boy went in the kitchen and fluffed the afro up a little bit. Fuck them niggas, man.
Yes, he did. The nigga done used that curl sponge. Look, lad, boy. That shit don't work on his head.
That curl's butt.
Shit, make his head like a slave, boy. God damn.
Oh, man. Leave that nigga alone.
What's his name, though? Do you got a name tag?
Bro, what's your name?
Nigga got a Subway shirt on. This nigga don't even work here. This nigga volunteering. This nigga.
Doing community service. Yeah, God damn.
What's your name, bro?
Tim. No, it ain't. What's your real name, Tim?
Tim. Look at her. She's a Tim. He the best one in this motherfucker.
What other waitress at? What other? Matter of fact, yeah, don't make sure Tim
I see you, Moo-Moo, over there scouting dick. He the best one. You ain't never gave a nigga a compliment till tonight. We turning these bitches out and bringing these hoes back. Hey.
Shout out to my nigga Tim, man.
You better start looking for a new girlfriend. She coming back.
Yeah, I ain't seen no other waitress, though. Tim and all the niggas.
It's Tim and the other girl.
What other girl?
It's the girl. She came right
she
here.
She sitting in the crowd. That bitch ain't even working.
Yeah, man.
This bitch ain't even working.
You stupid.
Why you got that damn hat on, nigga?
That hat look hot to the
motherfucker. I'm telling you, man.
Huh?
this nigga here, man. What the fuck? You got that hat on, man?
Oh, that nigga. Hey, get your hat to Tim, nigga. That nigga need that motherfucker, man. Take that off and give it to Tim. Your hairline still intact, nigga.
We ain't gonna notice.
Nigga
still gonna look the same. Yeah.
That nigga Tim need that motherfucker, man.
Tim yo. Wears side 9 in hats. God damn.
Shut up. That nigga is studying.
That nigga got to order his text.
My nigga right here got that Southeast raccoon on, nigga. That's what that is right there. That nigga went to the South Side and killed the raccoon, nigga.
Man, play me some pimping.
Oh, there she go. There she go.
There she go.
Acting like you doing something, bitch. You ain't doing nothing.
Hey.
You ain't doing nothing.
What's going on?
Oh, he ain't doing nothing.
Hey,
he ain't doing nothing. Hey, he ain't
at work
doing
faking,
nothing.
But
he ain't doing nothing. Yeah,
hey, he ain't doing nothing.
Hold up. Hey, what you ain't doing nothing?
What
you ain't doing nothing?
What work?
He ain't doing nothing.
Faking.
Hey, my nigga Tim. My nigga Tim.
Hey,
my nigga Tim.
Timothy.
Hey, Timothy. Hey. Timothy, work.
Timothy, my nigga Timothy.
Hey.
Timothy, I ain't hustle.
What?
Timothy, my nigga Timothy.
Hey.
Timothy, I don't know boss.
What?
Timothy, my nigga Timothy.
Timothy.
Timothy, go get a tip.
Timothy.
Tell him, go suck your dick.
Hey. Hey.
Shout it right here on the dick.
Hey. Shout it right there on the dick. Hey. Shout it right there on the dick. Hey. Shout it right there on the dick.
Hey.
Shout it right there on the dick.
Hey.
Shout it right there on the dick. Hold up, tell you what she wanna do. Hey, she name is Moo Moo. Say she want the dick. I gave it to a DC aunt. She said she want two of them. Go to her yesterday. Her girlfriend rolled on my face. And we done had a three-way. They hit me on the Tuesday.
Hey.
Yeah, Moo Moo on the dick. She said she never liked it, but she loving this shit.
Ooh. Hey.
I be bringing hoes back. When I come to DC, I'm trying to break the hoe back.
Hey, you know them bitches is fine. We go way back, like that nigga Tim hairline. You know what's poppin'. We ain't playing no game. My name is Chico, and you know I can never be lame. I said that girl right there got the strap on. She put that shit on, and she finna get her Mac on. She told her girl, bend over, baby. I'ma hit it from the back. But she can't bust on nuts because she fucking with a strap.
Hey.
Hold on. Let me get some. Hey. I said, hey, Moo Moo, I eat it with my gun. Stickle. Stickle. Eat that pussy up and then I look her, then I tip her.
Hey.
I sit. We bring the old back. I lay her on the back and then I hit it just like that. I said, well, hey. Where the
shout
beat go? What Timothy?
Shout
it
on that dick. Shout it right there. She want that dick.
She want that dick. Your shit ain't dropping right.
Yeah, you know why it ain't?
That shit's skipping.
He got that hat on, nigga. He got that hat on, nigga.
What it is?
He got that hat on, nigga. Hey, DC, how you playing music and recording, too? That's the reason why the beat ain't dropping like we needed to. Come on, my nigga, we up here flowing for the city.
Hey.
We can't fuck it up. You know these niggas in here gritty. They gonna try to fight every last one of us if this shit is cool.
Oh.
You know we going all the door.
Okay.
And with that, I'm a fool.
Okay, now, Chico B, slow down. Hold up. Wait. Tim got to work at 6. His hairline a little late.
Yeah. Real talk.
He ain't even the boss. Like DC said, it's like he took a lace front off.
Yes, he did. We need to relax on my nigga Tim. We need to go ahead and let him go ahead and handle his beer. Go ahead and take these tip. Y'all go ahead and tip my nigga. But I ain't gonna lie. I'm finna gonna give you the dip, my nigga. You, Moo Moo, what you finna do? Girl, I eat that pussy and I make you
boo-doo.
Hey!
I'm a lesbian too.
Hey.
Me too.
I'm a lesbian too. Moo Moo, we some lesbians too.
Hey, Carlo, check this out.
Don't
hey,
Moo Moo.
Hey, we gon' lay you on your back.
Yeah.
Flat. Then push your stomach back. Be like, there go that pussy right there.
There go that pussy right there. There go that pussy right there. There go that pussy right there. Yes, we will. This is the 85 South Show.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, man.
Oh, shit.
It was hiding, bro.
Oh, it was hiding.
It was hiding.
Shit. Hey.
back.
She didn't even know she had that on her.
Oh my God, that was a good one. He said, push it back and said, there go, that's it right there.
Yeah, that's it right there.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
That's stupid.
Oh.
I don't fuck with y'all.
I'm geeked up on this Red Bull.
DC.
I'm geeked up on this Red Bull.
Hey, DC.
I'm geeked up on this Red Bull.
Well, what you gonna do then?
Eat her like a Red Bull.
Hey.
Hey, Tim. Bring me some chicken fingers, my neck. I'm hungry. That what it is. I'm geeked up on this Red Bull. I can't think.
You gotta put your order in with Tim.
How many
orders?
You ain't
even gotta say it. You can text it to him.
How many orders?
He said that nigga Tim got the
should have been here in a minute. That nigga know exactly what your total is. I ain't gotta type shit. Yo, man, it's 5666. He's a math genius.
How much it is?
6217. How much tip? If you want to put 20%, it's going to be $8.71.
That nigga is stupid as hell.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Yeah. Now get another beat.
Hold up.
Now get another beat,
yeah,
hat.
That's what I was just about to say, bro.
Because we don't want that one out.
That's what I was just about
that
to say.
That old-ass camera.
Hold up. Pause.
Cut that motherfucker down, okay. Nigga. Green ain't no house party.
Shit, it feel like we
in the basement.
We in the basement.
I blew her damn feathers off that damn jacket. Ooh, I seen some shit floating in this motherfucker. What the hell is that?
Look, she's sitting right there like she don't trust the nigga behind her.
Yeah, I know. She been looking like that the whole time.
Yeah, she got that look like, help me.
Yeah, she been looking at us like.
She looking at us like that nigga live with her, but he won't leave. They been broke up 4 months ago. Get him
out
of here.
You look scared, baby. You look scruffed for
this. Listen, I was looking at you when we was singing. You was like. Like this nigga told her, yeah, bitch, you better not laugh at none of these niggas while I'm sitting right here.
Let me catch you looking at a nigga in the eye.
Oh, his hand is all around her. Like, nigga, we
it's
know that's your
purse.
Girl.
Yeah.
This nigga like, yeah, uh-huh.
Whatever you doing, bro, stop doing this shit. I don't know what it is. Just cut it out.
What you do, bro? What you do? That nigga said.
No.
That nigga said professionally.
No, nigga, for fun. No,
leisurely. You know what we do. We know what he do for fun. He makes sure she don't do shit. He was like, oh, what I do professionally? Oh, I'm a mailman. But what I do for my job is make sure this motherfucker don't like neither one of you niggas. That's what I do.
Now, so what you do insecure? Oh, this nigga insecure. What would you do? She can't even breathe. He breathing full.
Look, her laugh uncomfortable as fuck.
I hold your stomach. I'm like, God damn, nigga, let her
breathe.
Every
time she laughs, he grabbing a rib. Bitch, quit giggling. Now, what you do, bro? Nothing. Why you ask professionally then? Like you had an occupation.
Professionally? Nothing. Shut the fuck.
What you do?
What you say, what?
You don't do shit?
You say he in the front row so he getting money. Nigga, these tickets wasn't that much. What's wrong with you?
This shit was $32.
You motherfuckers ain't come see you too, nigga.
That table, look at here. Y'all knees touching, nigga. You sharing a table. Fuck you mean?
Chico, that's his uncle who sell dope. He got money, but won't give him none. He getting money. Nigga, give him some then.
He the driver.
Nigga ain't even got his vest. Where his vest at? We know who getting money.
Upgrade.
Motherfuckers who getting money wearing vests in this bitch.
Nigga, tell me he getting money. That's why he's front row.
Matter of fact, Los, that's a good analogy. They both got vests on.
Bro,
that's
they
the money team.
That's the money team.
Y'all just came early. Ugly boy. Fuck you mean? That table is first come, first serve. Fuck you mean? You was in here when we was putting this shit up. Nigga like, yeah, I can't wait, nigga. 3 hours. I'm right here. Yeah,
hey, you talking that shit. But the OG right here looking like, fuck you mean? He taking war goddamn kind of. He like, my shit wasn't cheap. I don't know about that.
Hold your champagne glass, I got.
Yeah, yeah.
Hold that, I got.
That's your man right there? How long y'all been together? Just one? Y'all been
you
fucking around for
like
a long
been,
time, though.
I'm telling you. She talking about that my husband.
You she look like y'all been
you can tell she's from 96. That's a DC woman right there. We been Murray for 1 year.
I'm talking about like you
but
done
been
through
some
shit.
We been going together since Doing the Butt came out. Nigga, fuckers you talking about?
Y'all finally got y'all shit together. Y'all both just gonna stop fucking off and be like, you know what? You for me. All right. It took y'all this damn long? Yeah, God damn. It wasn't that long. Why y'all need to talk so slow? What the hell going on?
That's some gangsta shit. Ain't nothing like
how y'all
that
have a conversation arguing though? No, you need to chill. Listen to me. No, you listen to me.
Black men like to get married later on in life. We got to make sure we're going to live.
Fuck that.
That's all. We just be trying to make sure we're going to be around.
I'm going to get
you
married.
You still fucking with me? Let's go on do it there. Shit.
I'm going to get married on my deathbed.
All my other hoes left.
This nigga said, I'm going to get married on my deathbed.
Right there when I signed the will, I'm like, ah, dude.
That's fucked up, bro.
Salute to the people in the back on the glass right there. Yeah. Appreciate y'all.
They back hurt like a motherfucker.
How y'all living back there?
Y'all a silhouette than a motherfucker from this view right here, boy. It's black in this motherfucker, man.
That's what's up with the sound system?
I don't know, nigga.
They got a shortage in the basement.
I keep checking the cord.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good, I think. Most
you posted up like you got the dimes, I got the nicks. You sell powder.
Yeah, I do.
This nigga here just around.
Yeah.
He go to the stove. It's a real trap right here.
This shit, we trapping out the band though. These bricks ain't real, but they look real.
They feel real, nigga. They're trapping, nigga. They're real.
We in this bitch.
They beat a nigga ass and run the head through there. That shit real.
Tim, hey, come see if these bricks real, my nigga. If you could just one time, just boom, one time.
I ain't gonna hit it. I'm glad.
Oh, shit, you gonna play that?
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
That nigga's stupid.
You loud as fuck, though.
Oh, that shit, that's smooth.
Yeah.
Shit. All right, nigga, where you going with it?
What you gonna do to
it? You should have cut your strings, though. You supposed to cut them. This nigga just did that 2 hours ago. Why you smiling at me? Huh, white woman? Why you smiling at me? Let me tell you something.
Tell her this.
Tonight you ain't getting no tips. You're working for free. We gon' give the tips to my nigga Tim. Hey, hey. We gon' give the tips to my nigga Tim.
Yeah.
Oh, oh. Get the tips to my nigga Tim.
Why Tim need the tips? Why Tim need the
What's
tips?
The tip?
Why Tim need the tips?
Because his house is sitting on bricks.
What else?
Hey. And every now and then, this nigga like taking shits on himself. I don't know, but he look like he do. And I'm trying to tell you that that nigga tell me fool every time he boo boo on himself. Man, my nigga need some help. So that's why we finna get a tip to him for my nigga Tim.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody say that.
For my nigga Tim.
Wow, 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 wow.
It's for my nigga Tim.
Oh, oh, oh.
Timothy, Timothy.
My nigga Tim.
She gon' talk to him.
I say, my nigga Tim, T-I-M, you ain't never seen a hairline quite like him. I say, my nigga Tim, go to the barbershop, and then a nigga say, stop, bro, what are you doing here? You don't need to be here. You ain't need to shape up in like 10 years. Won't you cut that shit off? But Tim was like, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. It's for my nigga Tim. I can't let it go. No, 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 no. It's for my nigga Tim. I can't let it go.
Oh, oh, oh.
It's for my nigga Tim.
His hairline all the way back there.
If your hairline leaving your head, don't be scared. Go ahead and cut it off.
No, no.
I said if your hairline leaving your head, don't be scared. Go ahead and cut it off.
I can't do it. No, no,
let it go.
No, no.
Oh, 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 you got to let it go.
Yank, yank. Cut the clippers on it. Yank, yank. Yank it all. Yank, yank. Yank it all.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't
yeah.
worry about being
oh,
even.
Oh, oh, oh. Yank it off,
yank it off. Yank, yank,
yank, yank,
yank, yank,
yank, yank, yank,
yank, yank,
yank, yank, yank,
yank, yank, yank,
yank, yank, yank, yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank, yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank, yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank, yank, yank, yank, yank, yank, yank, yank, yank, yank, yank, yank, yank, yank,
yank, yank, yank, yank, yank, yank, yank, yank, yank, yank, yank, yank, for my nigga Tim.
Yank,
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 yank, yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank, yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank, yank,
yank, yank,
yank.
For the pregnant girl on the front row that like raw dick, you got nutted in. Yank, yank,
yank, yank,
yank,
yank,
yank, yank,
yank.
I took a couple on the front row, ooh, oh, to be wearing the vest. Yank,
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 yank, yank. Let's take that motherfucker off.
To the nigga who won't move out her house, smoking weed all in the living room.
Yank,
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 yank.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, and to my girl, new, 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 new,
new,
moon,
oh,
moon, moon.
Oh, oh.
But you got a new dildo, yank, yank,
a yank, yank,
yank,
a yank
from the bank,
spank, spank,
a yank,
a spank, spank. What about the girl who needs some hair? This bitch right here.
Oh, yeah.
Yank, yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank.
Hey,
yank,
DC,
yank.
DC.
If she laughed too hard, the nigga behind her, you know what he gonna do?
What he gonna do? Yank,
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 yank, yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank.
Hey.
Oh, oh,
oh, oh,
she gonna turn it to a Uzi Vert.
Yank, yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank,
yank. It's for my nigga Tim. Yeah. It's for my nigga Tim.
Woo!
Yeah.
Hey, y'all retarded.
Hey, bro.
I'm about to stop being friends with y'all, bro.
If we was in school, the teacher would have just left.
Yeah.
Hell, we're like, fuck that. You ain't gonna never get control of this glass, bitch.
We all
gonna get kicked out.
Not
fuck
with
it.
These niggas in here.
Never. Oh, man.
Hey, man.
That felt like class again.
Yeah, exactly.
That felt real.
Hey, DC,
man. Where that little nigga come from?
Who, my man right there? He been there the whole time.
That nigga the security. He just got up. I heard some.
Hey, make sure y'all go on YouTube and check out the 85 South Show. Hit the website, 85southshow.com. Grab you some of this cool shit.
Yep. Yeah, we got these right here for sale.
Hell yeah.
If you want to get one of these.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yours a little tight though. Mine loose in here.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So if you ain't got muscles, just buy it until you do.
Yep. It got a tight collar on it, you know what I mean? It ain't loose like my man collar right there.
That nigga had that bitch on yesterday.
Yeah.
And day four yesterday.
Looked like somebody was, looked like the police was chasing him, man. He got hit with a, you know what he got hit with,
what
don't
he got? Yang, yang,
yang, yang, yang, yang, yang,
going to jail.
Yang, yang.
I know who did it.
Yang.
Him.
Yang.
It was Moo Moo.
Yank.
It was a nigga with the vest.
Yank.
It was a nigga who choking his pants.
Yank.
And a nigga who been married for a year.
Yank.
And a pregnant woman.
Yank.
She got the dope in the pussy.
Yank.
Hey, you know, my nigga right here look like he was playing football in the yard earlier. His girl right here with the little transparent t-shirt on.
Yeah.
Babe, where you going? I'm going to the comedy show. I want to go get in the car.
He was playing football in that t-shirt.
We had a good time. What time it is?
What time it is?
I ain't know we had a second show. They fucked me up when I came down here. They were like, you know we got two shows.
What
I was
time
like,
is it, for real?
I don't know what time is it.
What time is it?
I thought we had one of them
9:45.
Days. We got to do this shit again?
Huh?
I don't think they're going to get a yank.
It's 8:54.
Ooh, we got 5 minutes.
I don't think they can do a yank one more time.
We got any questions? We should do what? Rebel Radio, listen here, buddy. We came all the way up here to D.C. to perform up here in my auntie's attic, okay? Brought it all the way up here from Georgia for you. You know how we get down over here at 92 AM Rebel Radio.
How we get down? How we
you
get down?
You know how we get down over here. I started not to come to this shit because earlier this week I went up there at Steve Raymond Chevrolet, purchased me a 2017 Silverado. I started to drive that motherfucker up here, but I said, nope, not gonna do it.
Hey, you know what? You know what?
What you want to talk about?
Hey, you know what? Up here in D.C., they got these goddamn things called speed cameras, right?
Talk to them, buddy.
They're the fucking devil, man. You can be going like fucking 45, right?
I know
And then there's a sign that says 25, but you don't see the fucking camera.
Yeah.
And then you keep going 45, then all of a sudden, fa-fow, you're flashed, and now you get a fucking bill in the mail for $350 fucking. Yep.
No way.
They caught
me. Yeah, that's the truth, man.
That's why I Uber everywhere.
Yep.
Getting the Uber,
caught me
they
on
ticket.
The speed camera. I was getting some head in the front seat.
No, they didn't.
Yep, almost ruined my marriage, man. My Carol Ann opened up that ticket and saw that head in my lap. I couldn't deny it because she saw the birthmark on the bottom side of my shaft.
It was that clear, too.
It was that clear.
That's how clear they take the pictures, man. They take it, get your birthmark on your shaft.
I told them,
you know
bitches.
What? I think that's the same thing that happened with Tim. I was riding with Tim one day.
All right.
And I don't know. This fool is a crazy motherfucker. He stuck his head out that window like Ace Ventura and took that damn picture. I didn't know.
Is
I didn't
that
know.
The
he
reason?
Stuck it right on out.
At D.C.
He stuck it right on out.
Was the hairline full before he stuck it out? Then when he stuck it back in, you're like, what the fuck happened, man?
That's what I said.
Your hair blew off in the front, man.
Guys,
that
guys,
ticket cost $350.
I just got a message from Tim over here on this side. He said, mind your fucking business.
All right. All right.
Cut all it right. out.
All right.
How's it going?
She looked
all right.
Like, she looked like she don't need no man.
What a single lady's that? What a single lady. I don't want the young one. I want me a cool. I'm bullshitting early. You just got to make sure them bitches don't be having them alter egos. Like, bitch, you ain't Catwoman. You 43.
Yep. Them women, that's... Them cougars will trick your ass. You don't even know how old they are until you push their legs all the way back to pussy gray on the bottom.
That shit tell you what right
hey man,
there.
Wrong
you can read
nigga,
it like
man.
That.
It's under there, though. You got to lift.
This nigga said the pussy gray on the bottom. You can't dive under there. You can't put that dive under the
that's
bottom.
That's wisdom, though, right there. You see that gray pussy hat. That's wisdom.
That pussy got wisdom.
See, black women's pussy knowledge. Hat don't get gray. It turns silver.
You gotta lick that wisdom. That's what's wrong with y'all niggas. Y'all niggas don't like to read. Keep and everything. Nigga, taste it. Might think of some shit. You know what? The reciprocal of mine is three.
Listen, man.
I did not know that 3 years ago.
She is not gonna laugh too hard. I see her wanting to let it out. When she get home and get in the bathroom, she gonna go,
crying in the shower with the cold water on.
That she song about Tim was so funny.
Do you need help, baby? Because we can help you. You might get your ass beat.
Man, we'll jump that nigga. Leave her alone, bro. She don't want you no more.
He like, shoot.
Move out, little Maurice.
This nigga is abusive.
Yeah, yeah. She explained it to the family. My lease, there can't nobody be over here. I don't know what I'm going to do. He won't leave. He's selling dope at my front door. My kids see that shit.
You say her lease. She can't
my lease, there can't nobody else stay over there.
My lease.
The people at the apartment complex, they be seeing him in the daytime. He won't leave. They know he's staying with me.
The nigga said,
my lease ain't got nobody else be over there. My lease ain't got nobody leave. Be up there. He be whooping my son sometime. I be like, stop. He be like, don't shut up. I be like, okay.
Nigga said,
and
my
then he just get in my car and go where the fuck he want to go.
That is hilarious.
Oh,
lease.
Shit.
My lease. That we know somebody serious. They bring their lease out. Yeah. Like, bitch, they don't really give a damn about no lease,
they
bitch.
Don't. No, for real.
Whoever come down,
they
do. Like, look,
they do.
Who in here? They Jamal. Eric. All right, niggas think I ain't bullshitting about my house now. Niggas think I ain't bullshitting about my house.
Them white people not playing about that lease.
All right, everybody come to the door. We got Deron.
Get the checklist, Deron. Raise your hand if you in here.
Them niggas have been taking pictures. Like, who is this though? Who is this? I'm like, bitch. Me.
Us. You stupid,
oh,
bro.
Oh my god. Oh, these boys is crazy, man.
Y'all showed us a
I'm
lot
tell you
of
how
love
you do.
Out here tonight.
You got to beat him while he sleep, baby. You got to hit his ass in the head. Ah, he going to be like, ugh, and then you get the fuck on.
Make sure
I'm stupid ass go right to the door that's locked. They ain't never been open ever. Bitch, this your house, my lease. That nigga right there, right behind the bitch, you thought that was going to get me.
Bleeding like a motherfucker. Wiping the blood. Ugh, come on, you can't get out that door. The lease say that always
got
to be.
She almost got away, Chico. That nigga jumped on the hood, bloody. Where you going?
Blood running down the
windshield.
He got
the lease. He got the lease.
Oh my goodness.
This shit crazy, man.
She in the car screaming. Ah, no. He like, yeah, bitch. The lease.
We gonna do that movie. That shit gonna be called The Lease.
The Lease. The
based on a true story.
We gonna get Idris Elba on that motherfucker though. Yeah. Gonna be talking that shit. I don't know how you talk. Hey, how you doing? However you talk, you know them bitches. Yeah, that nigga talk sexy and shit. I don't know.
God damn. Let me see who over here.
Mike and Denzel to play that shit.
Oh shit. This the Shea Butter section. Okay.
I
smell oils and all types of cocoa butter and shit.
Why they gotta do that? They pussy stink.
Yeah,
why?
Look at all the ladies. Oh, no, nigga.
What? You got to put perfume on.
The Lord, okay?
But you got to think about it. Don't that shit get musty? You put all the damn scent down there? Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Oh,
they going to wipe the wrong way.
I fuck
way.
With bitches that walk
this,
a lot. So.
She must be a gynecologist. She knows so much about pussy. First of all, what you don't know is the pH balance is not determined by the fragrances upon which you place upon your vagina.
Don't fuck with her.
I'm just saying, some of y'all don't douche all the way. What the fuck you talking about?
I don't know. I don't
look
know
at her.
She's
about to say, first of all, douche is bad for the vagina because it takes out all the natural juices.
Oh, ain't no fuck all that.
It releases all of the natural juices that is inside of the vagina, so douche is not good. Okay, you don't need to do that. I'm like, maybe
three licks to get that tang out. Come on, let's do it. It's okay. Come on, come on.
Ooh, my goodness, DC. Yeah. That's like putting your tongue down a sink, nigga. You got to.
The old nigga wanted to help him so bad. Young nigga, don't do that. Don't do you saw the concern in his face.
Man,
like,
y'all
don't
act like y'all ain't never taste sweat before. Stop playing. Come on. Get it on right away.
Is that?
Yeah, that's all it takes. Yeah. Get it on right away.
That's true, DC.
That first, don't let it do. Y'all know.
Hey,
get
that
right
first
away.
Lick of pussy do be strong like a shot of Patron.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that shit make it right here. You feel it right here in your throat, don't you, fellas? That shit make it.
Make it do one of these. Yeah.
Woo.
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 Shit. And the crazy part about it, ladies, is more freaky than us. Y'all done sucked the mustard dick before. Y'all know y'all.
See, shit got real quiet.
Yeah, because they know they have.
Women freaking. Some women want them off work balls. Mm. Come here. I want to smell 8-hour shift.
Yes, you do.
Balls. Them the ladies that scare me. The ones who just lick your balls. You ain't even ask them to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm like, bitch, one of them sensitive. You can't be doing that. You know what I'm saying?
That's the lookout head. That's like when you know what I mean? That's, you know, when a motherfucker look out for you, you ain't got to ask him to look out. Hey, man, I just threw you that on the love. That's what they do. She be like, yeah, I just threw you that ball lick on the love, my nigga. That was on the love right there. I ain't even going to charge you for that.
Because they
baby.
Don't ask you. They go straight to it like you just used to it. You be like,
hey,
okay,
whoa.
Okay. I thought you were going to do some other shit. Look at the ball lickers. Ain't number eyebrows rolls up. They like they ball lick, girl.
Don't do that shit so hard, ladies. Uh-uh. You ever had your balls licked too hard, feel like somebody punched you in the stomach?
Oh, my God.
Like they grab one and like, bitch, it ain't no rubber band, bitch. You don't just pop it back. That shit
balls
hurt.
Balls is sensitive like y'all be when y'all got them menstrual cramps. You got to be real sensitive with them motherfuckers. You hit them motherfuckers the wrong way and run some teeth across them bitches, you liable to get punched in the top of your head. Ah, bitch, what the fuck is you trying to kill me?
Put a pistol to this bitch. Don't do that.
Y'all niggas retarded, bro.
The Donkey Kong this bitch. Stop.
Shout out to all the niggas that still fuck with their gun in their hand.
What?
You want the pussy so bad, but you don't feel safe. You just be like, you know what? I tell him, when this bitch baby daddy might come in this motherfucker. I'm get this pussy though. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to all
she
the
like,
women.
She like, lay down. I bet you trying to set me up.
That's what this podcast is for. This podcast is for niggas who fuck with their gun in their hand. Yeah, bitch. Yeah, I shouldn't have came
real
over
nigga,
this motherfucker.
Fuck that, nigga. Mm-hmm.
That was the worst thing you could do in D.C. is go over another woman neighborhood to go see her, nigga. You
don't
better tell
that
bitch to meet you at the train station. Them niggas will jump the shit out you for
train
no reason.
Train station get your ass whooped in Atlanta, but who? But your gun and 80 niggas with you. For real. You
at the train station?
Nigga. What? Nigga, we ain't ride the train for like 5 years one time.
Damn.
Because that was the meeting place, nigga. If you get on the train, you getting your ass whooped.
Oh, man. Nah, you got to
ride
the train.
If you by your girl, y'all getting y'all ass whooped.
Damn.
Them niggas would be, what? Oh, you fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, too. You be like, nigga, I don't want no pussy.
He is not lying, bro. I saw a fight at the Atlanta train station. Yeah. It was a dude and his girl, and these niggas tried to jump him. The fucked up part was his girl was winning her part of the fight, but he couldn't keep up. She's like, come on, nigga, pap, pap, pap. But it was she was working the nigga, but her nigga, he kept slipping and his pants were down.
Damn.
And then I saw, once a nigga kick you in your ass, you know the fight is
over with. Yeah.
Like, I don't know where you went wrong, but if a nigga ever kick you in the ass, you know.
Something went horrible. Yeah. You're not
that
even supposed
to be.
That
mean your back all the way turned.
Back all the way turned. Nigga got you down like this. You in retreat mode, nigga can kick you in your ass.
Nigga don't know what finna come after this. You like, you know what? Gonna lay it down.
Ain't shit niggas
can,
ain't jumping
ain't
at
shit
the train
you can say
station.
That when you get kicked in the ass. Don't kill me.
Worst jumps you can ever see at DC is at the Go-Go, man. Yeah, y'all done
y'all
seen.
Nigga clapping like y'all done seen some lot
oh,
of shit.
Oh, nigga, listen.
Those were the people involved in this shit.
They like, we had to beat that bitch ass out.
Oh, yeah, nigga, a group of girls would beat the shit out some niggas in the Go-Go, nigga. I remember 640 girls beat the shit out of nigga in the Go-Go. 640, the black hole is like, is the black hole was right in the middle
that
of 640.
That shit sound like the violation room.
Yeah, nigga.
Take it out to the black hole.
Yeah. The black hole is like sit right in the middle of 640. 640, a hood uptown. Like, it's surrounded by.
I know what you're talking about.
You don't. You don't.
No, how nigga be trying to tell you, like, you know, I know.
Yeah, I know. Mm. But you going, but it's still, you know, still
I
a battle
My name
story.
Is DC. Yeah.
DC,
okay.
Yep, you good.
You know this shit.
At 640, girls used to, man, they used to mob up. Man, they beat these niggas so bad one time, man. They stomped these boys out so
I think I was dead
bad.
That day, too.
Damn.
Listen, man, it was sad because you ain't that, like, it's like you watching the nigga, you feel bad for him. You like, look at them titties shaking. They stomping the shit out that
especially
nigga.
Especially if he
God,
look at you.
Damn.
I seen a nigga get jumped, and we made eye contact. Like, he was on the ground. He was like, I was like,
why you watching me?
You stupid.
I want to think that.
That's fucked up. You can't help a nigga if you don't know him. You know what I'm saying? That's like some Superman, some white man shit. Hey, leave that man alone. Like, nah, right, niggas man. Be like, I don't know what that nigga did to deserve that, but.
You never know.
That's the thing. If you see somebody getting jumped, you as a nigga, you can yell, hey, what do you do? This fuck nigga stole my money. Beat his ass, bro. Black people be supporting some of them ass. What do you do? That nigga done stole my goddamn phone, bro.
My goddamn
hit him in the mouth, bro. Kick him in the face.
Pit at me. I remember one time my partner got out the car and helped the nigga. They were, cause we were riding all of a sudden. We hear like people in the neighborhood. They like, he raped that girl. He raped that girl. And nigga, my partner like, what? Yeah. I said, no, nigga. Nigga, they found that nigga. Ah, boom. Hey, hold, watch the car. Fuck, nigga. Got back in the car. Nigga, fuck that. I ain't with that shit.
That nigga caught a community.
That's a black
ass
people
woman.
Rule. Wherever they fighting at. And if they come by here, you gotta kick somebody. Like
you
if they,
got to.
If they get in your area, you at least gotta go on with that bullshit. Push them out the way.
These it always rules. Be one nigga that see a nigga that wanna jump in. He like, hey bro, I think he trying to jump. So nah, little bro. Let them four fight, little bro. Let them four fight, little bro, before we whoop your ass. Did a nigga just calm down? He don't wanna fight.
Nothing
no more.
Funnier than seeing some hood bitches fight though.
Oh nigga.
Because the hood bitch who up. Lost, she's still talking shit. Still cute and it took four of y'all bitches and what? And still cute, still fine.
Ass bitches.
Titty still be little bitch.
Yeah, what exactly. The fuck? Y'all bitches grabbing my hair and shit. That's the worst thing, man. Them bitches get to go straight. Not in DC though. DC bitches a box, nigga. All that hair grabbing shit. Ain't nigga ain't doing that. Motherfucker gonna step in, break y'all up, nigga, and put some hair wraps on y'all. Bitch, put these on. Y'all keep grabbing each other.
Out in Atlanta, them bitches look like a game of Twister. They be fighting all up here. Ladies. What you trying to do? I'm like, bitch, who you talking to? Talking to me? I ain't part of that.
Ladies, I'm gonna give you some advice right now. If you ever about to fight some bitches and the bitch talking the most shit, got some bright color weave mixed in with some regular color weave. Like some red weave or some blue weave or some green shit or just a green bang. Don't fight that bitch. All them bitches undefeated. I'm telling you, don't fight that bitch right there. Some bitches you just don't fuck with. Like the bitch who don't wear no fingernails and she bite her own fingernails. Don't fight that bitch. Yeah, that hoe got five brothers.
Yep. Or that big girl that just with the big ass titties that sit on the stomach, nigga, that bitch hit like a nigga. She gonna hit you, that shit gonna go, quah! You gonna be like, oh shit, that was unfair, bitch, you a heavyweight.
Ladies, don't fight no ugly bitch either.
Not all the time now, no ugly
bitches
just know how to take an ass whooping.
Scrap.
Some of them just know how to take an ass whooping, they just don't give up.
That's the thing.
They be like, get wet, bitch. I get jumped again. I'm like, damn, bitch, you ain't learned.
Yep. You know what?
It's hard hit.
They don't give up. They got that Tim attitude, nigga. Yes. Never let it go, bitch. I'm going to keep on going to the end.
Never let it go. I don't know the rest.
Right, yep. Man. I don't know what
That's
you were singing, nigga.
That's the song. You don't know the song?
Never let it go.
We should never let it go. Y'all don't know the song? It's Escape, ain't it? Never let it go. Y'all know what the fuck I know. Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. I don't know
what that shit is. What is it?
Between
what's the song?
And this the matter. But they don't want to know. Cause y'all minds and thank you. Bitch, I know what the fuck going on. Like a new retarded in this motherfucker. Ain't nobody retarded in this motherfucker.
What? Stop walking like that.
Hit that walk on the air.
He said,
niggas is no melodies. We don't know songs.
We'll never know the song. The part we like, that's the name of that shit.
Damn. That was a side chick anthem right there. Side chick Adam. He said, that bitch said, I like being in the same room with you and your girlfriend. The fact that she don't know, it really turns me on. I'm like, God damn. That bitch said, I like being in the same room with you and your girlfriend. The fact that she don't know, it really turns me on. I'm like, them bitches is extinct.
Women in the 90s used to love to steal a nigga from a happy home.
For real?
You remember Moke and Steph?
Oh, yeah. He's mine. You might have had him once, but I got him all the time. You can't sleep at night.
And they talk shit.
That's that old shit.
They talk a shit.
Listen.
Played you like a trick.
That's what you said.
Heard you let him hit. Took you to the room and you gave it up too soon. What the fuck?
Nigga, she say, he might be doing you, but he's thinking about me. I'm like, damn.
Y'all niggas old. I grew up off Disney Child. Say my name, say my name.
Yeah, they was putting niggas out by the time you was born.
By the time you was born,
they was sick of ass shit.
The niggas.
They was sick of ass shit when you came along.
I do know this song. This is what gave all them bitches power. way back when.
Bro, you singing the wrong shit. That's the shit she played after she threw fucking with you.
Like a fragrance, I don't even shut up, bitch. If you go to love it, I suggest you go back there where you came from. I'd have been like, shit, fuck you, bitch.
Damn, fuck that.
That's a breakup song, nigga. She got a new nigga on the second part.
Exactly.
So?
But that's what I'm saying. What? When I was a little boy, when we was nigga, them 90s, them women in the 90s was proud to be sad bitch. Remember that goddamn SWV, what was that SWV song when they was singing about being sad bitches?
Which one?
I'm so into you. What the fuck is it? Which one is it? Y'all don't remember that shit? Y'all, you got me feeling like DC in this motherfucker.
Push it.
No, that's Salt and Pepper,
push
nigga.
It's nigga.
It's one of them bitches. Shit.
Damn, what's that SWV song?
But all the freaks in here know that they were saying pussy real good. If you listen to that Salt and Pepper,
pussy.
They saying pussy real good.
That's how the pussy sound when it run out of juices.
Pussy start sounding like Louis Armstrong.
I've got sandy blue, raindrops of green. That pussy's dry. Oh, what a day. And I think to myself, ain't no one in the world.
You stupid, bruh.
I've got crying to me.
That nigga voice was distinct as a motherfucker. If you, that's what the pussy sound like with a stink, nigga. That bitch open them legs up, that motherfucker said,
I've got sky to me. You know the way this pussy smells like yesterday. And I think to myself,
that is hilarious.
Hey, bro, you stupid as fuck, man.
I've got sky to me.
What do you say when you get closer to me?
I've got sky to me. Don't fuck today. This pussy smells like it got a that I think to myself.
Get out of here.
Oh, my goodness, bro. That is hilarious.
Shit is frustrating.
You already know. Pussy like this smells like it fried 6 pieces of fish, and I think to myself,
cut it out.
What a wonderful world.
I hate these niggas.
That pussy,
I hate them. They don't know how to act no well.
The old pussy be what? Looking like Fontaleaf.
Why women with stinky pussy
I'm doing
pussy
that shit
like
for the
can't.
Rest of the year, nigga. Every time somebody called me, I'm be like, hello. Who the fuck it is?
Oh, you called me. What do you mean? You know you've reached young Chico Bean. And I think to myself.
You gotta rock that like that.
Don't you undo the word.
Bro, you dumb.
Look up Louis Armstrong when you leave here. Just Google some of that nigga shit.
That
play that real loud when you leave the house. That nigga gonna know what's going on. Just hit play on that shit. That nigga be like, what the fuck is going on there? Just leave and lock the door behind you.
Bro, not every time she don't want to fuck, I'm gonna hear that. Can I have some pussy? No. I got you.
Raindrops of green.
That is hilarious. Y'all gotta put that in the set. That yeah. Is hilarious.
I love that nigga voice, man. That nigga had the voice.
What about the other nigga who seen the truck with the rain?
Oh, that was just a retarded nigga. Oh. No, I mean.
Oh, I always find a retarded
stop
shit.
About them people, man.
I think I'm on the
chocolate
computer looking rain. At this shit for an hour. This nigga is
stop
crazy.
Talking about them people, man.
Truck with the rain.
They telling us to leave.
They telling us to leave.
We just got the light.
Who?
Just
which one? The white, well, white woman the or Tim?
It was Tim.
What
it was on.
Nigga?
It was
Tim
on Tim's forehead. He hit. He lit the forehead light. Get off.
That nigga lick himself. Ah. You need to get up.
Hey, thank y'all for coming.
Thank
to
y'all,
fuck with
D- DC,
show,
DC. We appreciate y'all, man. Y'all had a good time tonight.
You know what?
Did y'all enjoy yourselves tonight?
You know what? It's only one way we can go out.
We hold on. We gotta do it like this. We say DC. Thank you for being. In the basement with Chico Bean and DC Young Fly and Carlos Miller. Yeah.
You retarded.
Shout out to our nigga Tim. His hairline is blue.
get a haircut. It's not what he needs to do.
Damn.
But I think to myself, DC, we love you.
Hey, make
thank
sure
y'all, man.
DC. Y'all support the 85 South Show. You
love
can catch
man.
DC Young Fly hosting TRL
yes, every
day on
every
MTV.
Day.
Every Thursday night, we're on Wildin' Out. You can catch me this Monday on Family Time, the new season of Def Comedy Jam.
December
all types
29th.
Of shit coming out.
All types of shit. We
love
on Little Women of Atlanta, the beginning
new
of the
season
year.
Of you. Black Card Revoked on BET. We got something you. To do with everything.
Everything
comedy. Y'all keep supporting us.
Fuck
love
you,
man.
Love y'all, DC.
Stay here if you got a VIP ticket. We got merch outside. Grab some on the way out. Bustin' loose in the evening. Bustin'
loose can be beat. You see what I'm working with? Eating inside my life, boy. I'm over here trying. I got this bit on my pen and shit.
Let me go try to find out.
Hey,
man. I don't know how to broke my motherfucking butt here. What up?
Y'all niggas special. Like, I just watched this shit, bro. Y'all niggas is...
Shit, be tough. Can't nobody do it.
Can't nobody... Bro, I'm telling you, bro.
Shit, be tough.
I can't wait.
I'm keep trying to do this shit.
It's a...
It's
they know you see somebody do some brats watch a nigga drum in the club. You ever seen the Malik, the dope drummer? He used to be homeless or he was on the trains drumming. Not this nigga drumming to the beat, but this nigga famous now. Can't no other nigga go drum in the club. Can't nobody do what y'all niggas doing, dog.
Time, won't you roll the blood for me?
Roll the blood for me.
I don't ask much of you, but one thing I want you to do is just roll the blood for me. Roll the blood for me.
Roll the blood.
Roll the blood. Roll the blood for me. If I had the resources, I'd do it by myself.
85.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry. Every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic. And at higher risk, get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.